Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle, buckle up because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's fishing, hunting, and shooting headquarters since 1971. On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, and Bite On Fishing, where your next catch is only a cast away. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions. And what a day we've got here. Jimmy, it's a full house today.
It certainly is, and we got some great special guests for you today.
Yeah, so let me start by introducing the crew. Might as well start with you. Jimmy Bass from Jimmy's Corner. What's up, brother?
Good morning, radio family.
Okay, and then I'm going to go over there. I actually started from the wrong side this time. Good morning, Captain Larry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Listen up, because we got a lot of good stuff. The fish are biting.
Oh, yeah. And let's go over there to none other than my best friend, Ron Hobbs, the co-director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
And then from Bite On Fishing, Tony Williams. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
Wait, that doesn't sound like Tony. Where's Tony?
He's MIA.
Yeah.
I'm his replacement for the day.
Okay, so we got that unique experience, an appearance, a special appearance by Lily, one of the pro staffers at Bite On Fishing. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
And then we're joined by none other than the general manager of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, Donna Kales. No, Kales. I was right. Right, Donna?
Yes,
good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And then, of course, our friend who's been calling in every week is now in studio, Captain Chris Pica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good, good, good. See, now you don't have to wait for us to call in and all that goody stuff, you know?
Exactly.
You're in, you got the whole 2 hours. Okay, so let's get this thing going. Today we're going to concentrate on fishing out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Great boats, great organization. It's old school is the way I look at it. It's the way the service used to be on boats decades and decades ago. Larry, you ran boats for a long, long time. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, Sergio, I think one of the first times I went down there to Dana Wharf was, it did bring back all the good memories of from the moment you walk into the office upstairs there and to get your ticket, check in for your reservation, and all the way down the boat. Captains like Chris Pica here. It's like the old days. Service is back, and they know, Donna knows, hey, you don't do that anymore, you're not going to survive. It's all good.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what have you done? When did you actually come in as general manager, Donna?
It's been about 12 years since I've been general manager. I manage it with my brother, Mike. Mm-hmm. Just like Larry's saying, it's all about service now. We pride ourselves in customer service. All the guys know that is what we're aiming for, and people come out for the experience and for that customer service. So
yeah,
that's what we strive for.
I've always said you go out in the ocean and you go fishing. You don't go catching. Okay, so the fishing will take care of itself. Sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't. But if your experience is good, you got a polite crew. You got a captain that tries, and you got good burgers on the boat. it actually counterbalances the day. So if you don't have a good day fishing, at least you have a great experience. And people come back for that experience. Agreed?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're totally family business. We have so many people that bring their kids, start their kids off at Dana Wharf. And it's important for them to have a good experience and, everybody be treated nice and catch a lot of fish, of course. But that experience, a lot of times it's the first time people are on the water, and we want them, to come back and have that great experience. So
yeah, and by the way, we need to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
You guys just had the 43rd anniversary, correct?
43rd anniversary, yep.
43 years in existence, and they're still going strong. And you know what? Danny Jackson, our producer, who's always been on the water forever, He made the comment to me. He went down and wanted to get some footage, and because we were playing a beautiful commercial for you. And he said, you know, Serge, what really took me back was I watched, and as people were getting on the boat, the deckhands were welcoming the people aboard. He said, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. He goes, when was the last time you saw that? And I had to say at least about 30 years, you know, because it's been a long time. It's just been a really, really long time since you had that service. And that's what we take away. So I'm all our listeners, if you want that great experience, you got to think Dana Wharf. So let's shoot out some numbers and website. Let's start there so they can go and reference during the show. Dana Wharf, what's the...
You want to visit us on our web at danawharf.com. Mm-hmm. All the information you need is danawharf.com. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. You can call that and get information, extension 7. But our website's great, and you can also hit us up on Facebook at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, I see you guys on Facebook all mm-hmm. the time. I keep current with what's going on down there. And so, Chris, let's just get on this. How was the week this week? Let's hear your report live this time, not just from the phone, you know?
Smoky.
It's smoky. Uh-huh, yeah. That's a sad thing. We got those fires in San Diego and all the way to San Clemente now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad.
Exactly. But you know what? The rock fishing was on fire. Really good rock fishing this week, as well as the bass fishing. You know, that we had some decent picks on the bass, some calico bass, sandbacks mix. A lot of calicos are starting to go off in the kelp, which is, you know, we're tossing out some chum when we're chumming. They're reacting to it, and you know, they're coming up, flipping around. Good technique, you know, is to get a light line, real light line. I'm talking your 10, 12 pound test. You know, even good guy. I even got guys that fish with 8. You know, mm-hmm. and they'll fly line baits back there, and that's you know, that's been the ticket as far as the calico bass. You know, but what really is a good technique is to you know, match your size hook with the size bait that we have. And
what bait do you have right now?
Right now we got some really nice anchovies.
Oh my gosh.
Nice anchovies. I mean, they're perfect size. They're fired up. Just beautiful, beautiful bait.
Larry, grab that mic. Grab that mic. Anchovies. Think anchovies. Okay, I said grab
I grabbed it. Sorry, folks. The whole microphone in the stand just came out at me. Here we go.
Okay, for you guys that are not in studio, we got to explain what just happened. I said grab the mic. He actually pulled it out of his socket. Okay, Big Bird, tell me. Anchovies. Think anchovies. Back in the day.
I'm going to tell you exactly a conversation that I had over at Owner Hooks a couple weeks back.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was there thinking, Owner Hooks, I need some Aki twists. The sea bass are starting to bite squid. And I go, Viet? I said, you know what? I need some fly liners.
Number 4.
And he's looking, he says, you know what? He says, we have sold more fly liners this year than we have in years past because it's not the year of the big honk sardine, huh? Pika.
Roger that.
Okay, Pika, listen to me. Okay. Are the average fisherman trying to catch a calico bass on a 6-inch, 7-inch sardine? It's a tough job, huh?
Yes, it is. It's a tough job. You know, you're trying to get a big bait like that down a calico bass's throat. It's going to be a tough one. You know, you got to let them run with it. It takes a lot of technique, a lot of practice. That's why they call it sport fishing. It's just like any other sport.
Now we give them a 5 or 6-inch anchovy, and the fish bites, and most of the time it's on.
That's right. That's right.
Like, let's go. Let's take this a step further. If you're going to fish the anchovy, it's very difficult to throw out 20-pound test. So that's why you want to use lighter line. So
yeah, 20-pound is the top.
We're not fishing albacore.
Yeah, 10, 12-pound test, 15.
I would go. See, I'm with Pika. I mean, honestly, I would come out with 8 and 10. Okay, I would take one of my. I would come out with 8 and 10.
8-pound test, Pika?
When I'm fishing calicos, yeah. I fish 8 to 10 pound.
That's old school. I used to fish them 8 and 10 pound on my Daiwa Luna. And it was a lot of line on the little Luna. But, you know, now with I have Spectra, okay, so it's easy just to change your top shot. And I would probably go with, Jimmy, I mean, you're a regular here at Dana Wharf.
Yep.
Okay, which, by the way, yesterday, representing Angler Chronicles, he goes out on the Clemente?
On the Clemente, yes, 3-quarter.
And you caught a boccaccio that was how heavy?
5.5 pounds.
Okay, and you won what?
The jackpot.
Thank you very much. Represent Angler Chronicles.
Angler Chronicles in the house.
Bam!
Yeah.
All right. So when you fish your calicos out of there, and I know you're a bass guy, mm-hmm. and it's no coincidence that his name is Jimmy Bass. And tell people your name really is Bass.
My name really is Bass. It is not a stage name.
That's a stage name. I like that. See, it's
that's what Tony said. I said stage name.
Stage name. There you go. Okay, so explain how you fish the calico bass over there at Dana.
Well, the calico bass early season, I like to fish the 8 and 10-pound test. Mm-hmm. I think light line, especially in the early season, is very important. Once the bite gets going, I'll bump it up sometimes to 12-pound. If the calico fishing is really good, if there's bigger fish in the area, that way if I happen to hook into a little yellow along the kelp, I might not be outgunned.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way to go.
That was my point right there. When you guys are saying 8-pound test, I'm thinking at some point during the day, you're going to get it handed to you.
Well, a good friend of mine who fishes every weekend out at Dana Wharf, last fall he only fishes 8-pound test, uh-huh. and he caught about a 10 or 15-pound white sea bass. So it is possible, but you know, sometimes when the fishing gets good, you need to bump it up a little bit.
You need two things: plenty of line and a correct set drag, and you can catch anything you want. I mean, we've seen marlin caught on 2-pound. Okay, there's records of marlin on 2-pound. So I don't want to hear that it can't be done. If you drag a set correctly and you got plenty of line, you'll do it. Pika.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, I caught a legal white sea bass on 6-pound before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wants to, they're in a hurry to get this fish in. And I understand that, but sometimes they pull back and the line will break, you know, and it's got to be set correctly.
You don't know how many times I've told my passengers while I'm coaching them through a fish, it's like, relax, take it easy, enjoy it. You're out here fishing right now, enjoy it.
That fight.
Yeah, enjoy the fight.
Now, I'm sure your deckhands, and you too, Chris, if people need help adjusting their drags, I mean, you're there for them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I mean, it goes back to that service. You don't see that much anymore. Jimmy, you know, I know they're here sitting in studio, but be honest. I mean, you fish out of Dana Point for a reason. What's your reason?
Well, first of all, just the friendly, professional, and enthusiastic crews. These guys are just awesome, and we've been fishing with the same guys for years and years and years, and we've developed friendships with them, and you know, we just look forward to seeing them. And I got to say something, because my dad and I, we've been doing this with a lot, and
right.
You know, we used to do this religiously every weekend, maybe not so much anymore because I have Saturday morning commitments, but but we drive, and we've lived in the same house, we drive 91 miles doorstep to doorstep to fish out of Dana Point.
Okay, that's a statement. And they're not paying you, right?
No.
That's a disclaimer.
No.
Yeah, and I've seen, I mean, we've been friends for, coming on 5 years?
Yeah,
you
so.
And I?
Mm-hmm.
And you always talked about Dana Point.
Yep, I always speak of it with high nostalgia, even when I fish elsewhere. You know, I'm always longing for Dana Point.
Yeah, because when we've actually fished, we fished, you know, I live here in Orange County, you know, near Huntington Beach, Newport. So I just go here local, right? So you make the trek 91 miles. Phil's back there, your dad. And, you know, I just got to give him a big hand for actually driving 91 miles to take his son fishing. That's really cool.
Yep, and he's been fishing for 20-something years out of Dana Point, and I've been fishing for about 15, and, you know, just awesome experiences down there. I love it.
That's very cool. Hey, Robert, let's go ahead and take Jack. I got a listener here. I want to call in.
Surgeon and guests.
Good morning, Jack. What's going on?
Well, I don't fish that way. I fish the Channel Islands for the last 30 years, and what I'm calling about is I went fishing out of Oxnard, and it was 92 degrees at Oxnard on the coast, and in the water, it was like a sauna. It was the hottest water that I can remember fishing, and it brings the point that I want to bring out. It was like a sauna, which brings me to my questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you and your guests, I fish Channel Islands, what do you think the water conditions will be for the summer will be a La Nina or an El Nino. And where, on our way, we have no sardines. So I was just wondering, where are the sardines?
Well, I think it's pretty... I mean, we can all agree now that it's going to be an El Nino. Actually, you know what, Jack? Hold on. We've got to go to break. And when I come back, we'll answer that question for you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. We've got to take a short break on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target. Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, a fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles Clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles Clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Why are you the only one enjoying this music, Sergio?
I love this. Welcome Welcome back, everybody, and sorry for, you know, a little bit too much music. I know Larry hates when I play too much music, but I can't help it. I love that to wake me up in the morning. Thank you so much, Robert.
That was my pleasure.
That was upon request. So anyway, let's get back to Jack's question. We're talking about if it's going to be a La Nina, El Nino.
I'll bet you Jack is awake.
Were you okay with that song, Jack?
I'm here.
Were you okay with that song, Jack?
Well, I'm 83 years old. That's a little beyond me.
Okay. Well,
but I'm still fishing, so that's the key.
That's right. That's right.
So I give advice. Gotta give a little advice to being a sage. Keep fishing. Never stop.
That's right.
That's my thing. But I also want to say about the sardine situation. Will there be albacore this year?
Oh, if I had a crystal ball, I'd let you know.
Okay. See, these are questions I'm throwing out to all the pros there. Because I'm just a regular fisher.
I'll tell you that because this is our tagline. We're not pros. We're a bunch of guys that fished a lot of years and amassed a lot of experience. But
I have to.
Yeah, exactly. So I would tell you this. I will let you know that we had one of the boats out of San Diego get a really good score, just about 150 miles south of the border on bluefin. And these are 20 to 40 pound fish, so it's going to be a good season on tuna. I can't guarantee you albacore, but I think the bluefin are moving their way up. We've also had a great score on yellowtail just south of the border there around the Coronados, and now I know that out of Dana Wharf you guys caught your first yellowtail underneath the patties, right?
That's right.
Helena.
The Helena charter boat, yes. Mm-hmm. The day before yesterday, yes.
And we're talking what? Patties about between 40 and 20 miles from shore? Pika?
A lot closer than that.
A lot closer?
A lot closer, like 20 to 10.
There you go. So
I would just say one more thing, because I know you got all these other people on. This is what I call angler's advice.
Uh-huh.
And if you're fishing rock fishing, you guys all know this, and you have no live bait other than dead squid, and you catch small sand dabs, always leave one on. Because you could catch a lingcod. Because Wednesday, that's what I did, and I got a nice 8-pound lingcod.
There you go. There you go. Thanks.
So okay, so that's it for me for this session. And like I say, last 10 years, I used to listen to Ronnie and Steve Carson, and I'm a frequent caller. I think you know me by now, Serge.
Yeah.
I'm old Jack, and I'm 83, and I'm gonna fish till I could stop.
Well, don't stop. That's the whole.
I'm
point.
Not.
There you go. Hey, Jack, stay on the line. Hey, Donna, can we send them a pass to
sure,
try Dana?
Sure, we can. Okay. What would you like, Jack, three-quarter day or half day?
For where?
For Dana Wharf.
I can't drive that far. Send me one. I appreciate the thought. What about one for Marina Del Rey?
Okay. Well, we'll get you going there, Marina Del Rey. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jack. All right. Well, let's get into that. I like that question about the El Nino. I think it's pretty obvious to me anyway. A lot of the scientists agree we're going to have a pretty strong El Nino this year. And if you guys remember back to 97, 98, I think it was the last big one we had. We had all those fires and then we had all that water and we had a lot of flooding. Do you guys remember that? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I remember.
And we're having all those fires now. I wonder if that's a precursor. You know, I was worried about the drought. We won't have a drought come December.
I was thinking exact same thing yesterday while I was watching the fires.
Yeah, I remember, back in 97, I went out with Joe Bongos. You know Joe Bongos?
Oh, yeah.
We were on the six-pack on an exploratory, we used to call it. And we were fishing local, and I could see right off Laguna. I mean, it was just on fire. And you could see the fires going into that canyon. Once they get into that canyon, oh boy, you know, it lights up pretty fast, you know? So do you live in that area, Chris?
I live in San Clemente, but I remember the fires in Laguna. I remember, actually, I remember doing a whale watch and also some fishing trips, but driving by the fires and looking at them, you know, that was right back in the day. I was thinking the exact same thing as you were, you know. Yeah. All the signs are there for an El Nino year.
I think so, and the water is warming up. I know I got back when we were, March, at the end of March for the Fred Hall show, we already knew that at Cedrus Island it was 68 degrees. So that water is going to warm up really, really fast.
Chris, what's your average temp there this last week? Sea temp.
from 63 to 64.
Well, that's about average right now.
And I don't know this for a fact, but I saw it on the charts that Point Loma area had 68 degrees.
There you go.
That's, you know, we're talking May, 68 degrees.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we were coming home yesterday, and I don't know if the Clemente's temp gauge was accurate, but we actually hit some pockets of 70-degree water.
Well, it's not unheard of. I mean, that's got to be some currents there that most...
Yeah, some hot pockets.
You've got some patties with yellows on it. I wonder. Go ahead. You want to say something, Chris?
I was going to say, little Jimmy, that's because you were fishing outside of all those fires.
You think?
Warmed up the water.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you guys get an idea of what we're talking about, go to the Dana Wharf Facebook page, and there's a picture of Jimmy with his beautiful Picaccio. And you look at the fish, and then you look right above his head, and you'll see the plume of smoke. Okay, and that's was that San Clemente or
that was San Onofre? But by the time we got up there, I think it had spread up, or maybe it's all a matter of perspective. Maybe it was closer to San Clemente. It was just behind the mountains.
There, yeah, it's Las Pulgas.
Las Pulgas. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good. The fleas. That's what it means, the fleas. Okay, so let's get back to Dana Wharf, Donna. And you said you took over about 12 years ago.
Yes.
And you've changed that landing dramatically, okay? So why don't you tell our listeners who haven't been there in a long time what the changes are?
We've just added a lot of programs, a lot of trips, and, you know, we're really into our kids program because we believe that, you know, the fishing starts with the kids, the next generation. So we want those kids to have a solid base so they can continue to fish. We have a huge kids fishing club, and what that basically is your child joins our club, and we send them a package in the mail. They get a free adult fishing trip, a child trip, and they get all these other goodies. They come down, they meet the crew, they meet the captain, they get to go fishing for a half day, and you know, hopefully they keep coming. And it's done wonders for us. And then on Sundays is our family day, and we have a clinic for all the kids from 12 to 12:30, totally free. And then they go fishing at 12:45. And Chris can talk about this. This program is pretty amazing. We are sold out every Sunday. And people come from all around to bring their kids. And the families come out. And he does an amazing seminar on the boat for a half hour. And it's totally free. You can just come down and do the seminar with your child and see if your child loves fishing. And that's what a lot of people do. And then they come back the next week and go fishing.
Let me stop you for a second, because this is something that our listeners love. There's a key word you said there. Free.
Free. Free is good. Free is great.
Okay, so one more time. What is free? Tell them what's free again.
Okay, every Sunday from 12 to 12:30, we have a dockside fishing clinic for children. And parents can come too and kind of check it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the captains, Chris teaches them how to tie hooks and, you know, how to put a bait on, just all the things that you don't know until you, you know, get on the boat. And it's totally free. So 12 to 12:30 every Sunday, just come down. You don't have to go fishing afterwards if you don't want to. But if you do, your child goes fishing on the 12:45 trip absolutely free. Free again.
All right. Well, we got to take another break and we'll come back. But before we go to break, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Aaron, Armando, who's at Irvine Lake. He took advantage of the Angler Chronicles $5 off. He's already got a nice trout here, and we'll give Fish Taco Chronicles a shout out as long, and also Team 57 at Irvine Lake. I'll be there later on this afternoon. Okay, you're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The parking spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is excited to let you know that they will be hosting a day at the landing to meet the fleet on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be events for all ages, so bring the whole family. Don't miss this open house and chance to meet the captains, crew, and see all of our boats and their new improvements. The Native Son will be hosting a kids' fishing seminar, and there will be other great seminars hosted throughout the day, as well as vendors, food trucks, knot tying contests, and raffles for all ages. While you're down here, be sure to stop in and check out our newly remodeled and expanded tackle store, or just come down and say hi and share some great fishing stories. 22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. We can be contacted at 310-832-8304 for a complete boat schedule and further information regarding this event. Don't forget, that's Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day.
AM 830K LIA is the place to be for all the excitement of Angels baseball.
Out of here!
And Ducks playoffs.
Rebound, score!
AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And when we went to break, we were talking about the kids, all the kid things that you have going on at Dana Wharf. And you know what? I mean, ultimately, we pass this fishing passion to our kids. Okay, what better way to get them started correctly? Because the majority of anglers, we have these bad habits. So it's nice to learn from the captains who do this every day, the correct way to tie a knot, the correct way to put on a bait, et cetera. It's good for the parents as well. So don't let your egos get in the way, guys. You know, go ahead, get down there, take your kids. These are your fishing buddies for life. So you wanted to say something, Chris?
I was just going to say, Sergio, that there was this lady who was fishing on the boat, and she was 90 years old. She was 90 years old, and she was telling me, she said, you know, I've been fishing ever since I was a little girl, and my dad used to take me fishing when I was just like 2 years old. And she goes, I don't even care if I catch anything. I just love being out here because it reminds me of my dad and the times I used to have with my dad when we used to go fishing. And that's a woman who's 90 years old.
Right.
And still remember. See, but I mean, it's a lifetime. You plant that, you plant that seed, it just lasts a lifetime experience.
Yeah, and you know, Donna, I think... Yeah, you come from a family of fishing there. I mean, you're the Hansons, right?
Right.
And your dad started the landing, what, 43 years ago? And
yeah.
You and your brother, I mean, and we pass this passion on, and it's more than fishing. I think it's almost a way of life, if you think. When you actually get into the actual fishing, what you share with your kids is amazing. You know, I got a chance to do it with my son, so it's really good. And how old are the kids that when they come over on Sundays for these free seminars?
They're all ages, but usually around four or five, people will bring their kids down all the way up to 14.
Mm-hmm. And you have live bait there to show them? What do you do, Chris?
Tell them about it.
Kids love to play with the bait.
I was going to say, yeah, they just love to go in that hand well and just grab some bait. So right. Why don't you walk us through? I mean,
what I do is I teach them how to correctly get the bait out of the trough. So I teach them what's, you know, some of the proper etiquette. I go over the basics with them. And different techniques, and we talk about different fish and different techniques to catch the fish and different setups that we use that catch the different fish. And that way they're familiar when they go out. Like, if, you know, we go out and we're fly lining for bass and the kelp, or we're dropping, you know, for the calicos. We're dropping down for some sand bass and sheephead, or we're scoping fish and rock fishing, because there's different setups that we use, different techniques that we use, because it's fishing. It's a vast variety of different ways, different techniques. And some days, you know, one day you'll go out and one way will be working. The next day you'll go out and it won't. But then another technique will work.
Right. And, you know, that's a key thing. And, Larry, I'm sure you had a lot of this. Adaptation. Okay. So people, I don't know how many times I've gotten on a boat and they go, well, I caught them like this 10 years ago. And they don't want to change. You know, just because they caught a sand bass on a dropper loop, and now because they were on the bottom and your fishing structure, now you got them in, you know, sandy area, wide open, you know, in the, you know, 5 feet, you know, from the surface, and you should fly line, but they want to use the dropper loop because that's what worked 10 years ago when I came out last time. So talk about some of, you know, adapting. And why don't you grab the other microphone and the two of you get in. I got two captains here. We're going to take advantage of this.
Well, Sergio, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there's you listen to the captain. Sometimes fish, he'll tell you where they're at. I mean, he'll be marking something on the bottom, or he'll be marking them suspended. You know, just because 20 years ago they bit right down the bottom there don't mean they're biting out, you know.
Well, so, I mean, so let's and I'll expand this, and then you guys just jump in. The idea when you go on the Sun Fun, the Real Fun, I mean, the Clemente, all the boats, the Fury you got over there at Dana Wharf. I mean, you guys want your customers to catch fish. So the captain's up there. He's looking at his up and down. He knows where the fish are. I mean, you can see them, Chris. I mean, you can see when they're metering either low, mid water or on the surface, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to tell them, hey, guys, you know, I got the majority of the fish. They're, you know, 5 feet from the bottom. So, you know, they're hugging the bottom. There, I would say, okay, go ahead and use a dropper loop or a sliding egg sinker or a lead hit or something like that. You want some weight. But if they're on, you know, the 2 or 3 feet underneath the surface, and we got to get prepared for that because I'm hoping we get some, should I say the B word? I'm going to say the B word. Hopefully we'll get some barracuda here soon. And, you know, we'll have to change. And the one thing that I've heard from Dana Wharf through Jimmy specifically says, you know, Serge, the deckhands and the captains are working, he goes, together to make sure that you got every possibility to catch a fish. Okay, we'll tell you where they are and how we're catching them. And I'm telling you guys, you listeners out there, okay, because I've seen this a lot. Like I said, and it was not really a joke. I mean, just because you caught them that way 10 years ago doesn't mean that's how they're catching them right now. And the benefit that you guys get is this. Those deckhands and that captain are on the boat every single day. They know what's going on, you know, 2 to 3 days in a row. So go ahead, Chris.
Actually, Sergio, if I go fishing out of a different landing or, you know, or a different area, I'll ask the captain and the crew. I mean, they're there every day, just like you were saying. They're there every day. They see what's working, what's not working, what techniques are productive, and I ask them.
Yeah, exactly. And what's your experience, Larry?
Well, that's exactly. I could just back up what you guys said. This crew is out there every day. They see the trends. You know, and even throughout a week, the bite could change a little bit. You know, it could start out one way at the beginning of the week. As water temperatures change, currents, everything. Yeah, that's just one thing about fishing. You got to be able to adapt. Mm-hmm. Don't be so rigid in what you're thinking you're going to catch them on every day. And Chris, everybody always wants to know, what should I bring? Like, I've got a trip that I'm leaving on tonight, and I've had so many calls. What should I bring? Okay, you guys are talking about 8-pound test. Okay, guess what? Bring 8-pound. Mm-hmm. what else? Maybe 8 to 15 and maybe a jig stick. And you got to be ready for everything. You got to have torpedo sinkers. You got to have split shots. You got to have a hook for a sardine if there's one in the tank. And you got to have hooks for a couple different sizes of anchovies, you know, whether it be a pinhead or a nice hook bait.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, you bring a couple different rods with you because you never know what you're going to come across. You never know what's going to pop up out there.
Okay, well, I'm going to just add one thing to that. That's very good information, but I think it's very important that before you go, you know, in general, it depends on what trip you're going to make. In other words, Donna, what trips do you guys offer out of Dana Wharf?
We have 3/4 day and half days. We do have overnights and all days to Catalina. But I wanted really quick to follow up on what you were saying about the captain. There's a woman that fishes with us 3 to 4 days a week, and her name's Peggy Stein. A lot of people know Peggy. She gets great fish. I mean, she and everybody asks her all the time, and I ask her, and I put her on camera, and I video her. I'm like, "What's your secret?" Mm-hmm. And every single time, she says, "I do exactly what the captain tells me to do."
Yeah,
and she follows directions.
That's the key. Now, what I would tell our listeners is this: depending on a half day, a 3/4 day, because the fishing's going to change, right? Your half day, pretty much, if I remember correctly here, Chris, we've been talking about mostly bass. Okay, you're going over there and get some bass. Your 3/4 day is getting some rockfish, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So it's not the same, Larry, to catch bass or Jimmy. You know, bass, the bass gear is not the same as your rockfish
gear. You got to be prepared for everything.
You have to be prepared, right. So go ahead.
Exactly, Sergio. You know, that's it. Because a lot of, like yesterday, we went out in the morning. We fished for the rockfish there. Got an awesome bite on the rockfish. Mm-hmm. Got some really good quality rockfish. Then we went in and fished bass after that. So, you know, that's what I was saying. Be versatile.
Okay, so what I would recommend is you call the landing. What's the number, Donna?
It's 949-496-5794.
Before you book the trip, and I'm sure you've got people that if somebody calls and says, look, I'm going on your 3/4 day, what can I expect? And then if you guys say rockfish and somebody were to ask, what equipment do I need? You have that information available, right?
Right. We tell you that. But that's a good point. Like Chris says, a lot of people say, oh, I called a week before and you said you were rock fishing. So conditions can change. So you need to be prepared for both things.
Yes. Okay. So you definitely want to take some lighter equipment for the bass and you want to take some heavier equipment for the rockfish. Okay.
Exactly. And if you're a novice, we have really, really good quality rental gear, too.
There you go. So you got a full tackle shop there, right?
Yes, we do. So we have all the hooks, all the sinkers, all the dropper loops that you
need. And I know you guys have owner hooks there, all right?
Yes, we do. Wall of all the owner hooks you want.
And like there, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say about the rental gear. Captain Pika, you got to agree with this. Running a boat so many years, people would show up down at the boat with the rental gear, and I would look at some of it going, oh my gosh, what a mess. And how nice it is to have a landing that maintains their rental gear. And you guys do. I saw it all there.
All right.
Yeah, new line plus every day.
All right, we got to take a break. So we'll be right back on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And Aaron and Captain James, hang on tight. We'll be right back and we'll get to talk to you. Let me on the ground and fly me in the sky. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find, what will I find. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, heaven let your light shine down.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Good morning. This is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, 3/4 day, and of course, overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too.
California Chrome goes after the second leg of the Triple Crown at the Preakness. It's all right here on AM 830 KLAA. Coverage on AM 830 begins Saturday at 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I hope, I know two guys that know how to party, and that would be Aaron from Long Beach. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
Good, good. I hear you're at Irvine Lake.
You know what? The coffee, yeah, took a little longer to percolate this morning. I'm actually heading up the hill, but yeah, we're going to go and take care of this this weekend for a good cause.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell people what's going on at Irvine Lake and what is a good cause? It is a really good cause.
Well, today, hopefully, it'll be a nice turnout. A bunch of the guys from Team 57 are teaming up. We're all going to partner up for this tournament. It's a tournament for a great cause for Tabitha Smith, the darling 6-year-old girl waiting for a heart transplant, and proceeds will be donated to her cause. All the guys on the team have all decided, you know, if any of us place, that money's going directly into the donation box. And, you know, hopefully we can get Tabitha along quickly here, have her healthy and out there fishing on the lake with us.
I love that. I love that. So, Aaron, Team 57 is in the house at Irvine Lake. I am going to try to be there right about noon, okay? And maybe
sounds
we can
great.
Catch in the weigh-ins and see you there. I know Armando texted me earlier. He's on his way there, so looking forward to really joining up with you guys right around noon, okay?
We'll look forward to it, absolutely. And I know they have a donation box, so you know maybe there's some people out there that can't spend the whole day fishing. Maybe stop by into Rogers Cafe, grab something to eat, and drop a little something in the donation box. I'm sure it would be appreciated all the way around.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm bringing the checkbook. Aaron, thanks so much, my friend. Good luck. And Team 57 in the house at Irvine Lake.
Thanks again. You guys have a great day. We'll see you out there.
Thanks. All right, let's go with Captain James Nelson. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Sergio. Wonderful, man. Beautiful.
Well, did you just get up or something? I mean, you're like totally mellow. This is not the James I know. Come on, pump some more coffee in you.
All right, I'm working on it. Just for you.
Hey, you had a good week on the bass there in San Diego Bay.
Yeah, and I plan on doing it a little bit more, taking my own crew out today, little guys.
Oh, nice.
What's
up? So the week has been how in San Diego, and are you safe with the fires?
Yeah, where I am, I'm perfectly safe, and I'm trying to get on the water as much as possible. You know, I guess it's a little safer having water surrounding you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's been crazy down here. What can we say? It's You know, it's especially when you're on the water and you turn back and you look around and it's just brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. You know, you pray for the guys that are going through this, you know, just hope that all they lose is items and that they don't lose their sanity and lives. You know?
Yeah, one of the wonderful things, at least the last time I checked, there's only been one death, which is actually amazing with the amount of fires. So let's hope that stays the case. All right.
Yeah.
Captain Nelson, give me some fish reports out of San Diego.
Fish reports? Well, the bass are on fire. I mean, what can we say? We've got them staging pretty much all over the bay, mostly in the deeper areas. If you like your spotty shallow, you could probably get a few, but your bigger ones are starting to stage up. They're getting in their spawning aggregations, and they're ready to do their summertime dance. And it's, I mean, the water in the bay, you guys were talking about offshore, that water in the bay is reaching up to 72 in some areas.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's warming up, and they're doing their thing. And we're even finding in some deep spots, we're finding some sand bass and some calicos. Man, we've been getting some calicos in the bay. I mean, they're not the big ones. They're the little, the measure type models. If you keep fish, you'll have to measure it to make sure. But, you know, we are getting them, and the fish are just stacking up. There's a lot of bait, a lot of brunion running. There's we just had a smelt hatch, so there's smelt everywhere, and it's just, it's nuts. I mean, it's lighting up, and it's only going to get better.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I actually have to come back out, and let me take Larry or Jimmy out with me, and we'll go fishing with you. Hey, listen, James, why don't you give your information? How do people get a hold of you? How do they book a trip with you?
Oh, absolutely. They could always catch me online, and they could email james@thefishicon.com. The website is thefishicon.com. Or call me, 619-395-0799.
Yeah, and if you want to know what it's like, go to the Angler Chronicles website, which is www.anglerchronicles.com, and you can see in the TV section, the archives, we've done a great video with you. And what's your boat, 22 or 24?
It's 22. It's a 22-foot Skeeter center console.
Yeah, and it's just a really, really fun day with the food included. It's good. And we're not talking a buck's lunch there. I implore everybody, please go look at that video. And if you want, just fast forward to the lunch. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Hey, James, thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Sergio, thanks again for having me on.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's the fishing is definitely turning on, Chris. I mean, this is what we want to see. So you guys are having a good week. You got some yellowtail you sit underneath the patties. You've got a nice bass. You got some nice rockfish going on. I think it's going to be a good season.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. The signs are all here. You know, we've had some really good conditions to work with this week. And, you know, the calico bass are kind of coming into a little spawn.
See,
here.
Now you're talking.
They're starting to show those signs there. I'm seeing it.
Jimmy knows. Now they're talking my language. It's about calico bass, huh, Jimmy?
Yep, that's right.
That's what draws you out, too.
Yep, that's my hands-down favorite kind of fishing. And all winter, you know, since January. In January, they were biting the fly line. We were fishing with pika, and they were biting pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you fish? What area you fish primarily for these calicos?
Oh, we have thousands of spots all up and down the coast that we fish.
Spoken
from,
as a true captain, you know? Not wanting to give his spots out. Okay, go ahead, Jimmy.
Yep. There was a lot of, I think Southern Cal Edison or something planted a lot of artificial reefs along the coast, and the kelp has just bloomed and bloomed and bloomed since then, and providing some great fishing habitats.
All right. So what do you say about that, Chris? He didn't give away your spot. You notice how carefully he did that?
Outstanding. Good job.
Well, you know, everybody's always about their spots. I mean, you know, what you forget, you're a big boat. So
that's true.
You're
that's
easy
true.
To spot.
But, I know. It's no big secret.
Yeah. So what give me, you know, what's the biggest calico you've seen so far this season? Now, you're talking to a calico bass fisherman.
The biggest calico so far, I'd say, would be, was it 6.5, 7 pounds?
Yeah, I did. I think I saw that picture on Facebook. And your average fish is about how many inches?
Oh, they're all shapes and sizes. I mean, you know, with that new regulation coming in,
right,
the 14 inches, We are starting to see the gap kind of close between the fish that used to be 12 inches, you know, some of the smaller bass, getting up to being the 14 mm-hmm. inches now. And we're starting to see some bigger bass caught, better quality of fish. So it's slow. It's slow. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? It's not happening quick, but we're slowly seeing it head in that direction, which is a very good thing.
That's a good thing. You know, and I'll let you jump in here, Jimmy. But I mean, bass fishing is something you and I love to do. Okay,
yes.
And it's very nice to know that now. You guys are sharing with us, Chris, the number of fish released, and people don't really realize that, you know, you're releasing primarily 12 and 13 inch fish that don't make that 14 inch legal size. So what was legal last year, you're actually letting go and releasing today, and you can only catch 5 bass now total instead of 10. So don't just look at the number of fish that were boated. Okay, look at the whole picture, how many bass were released. Because if you got 10 guys and you had 300 bass released, that's a lot of fun. That's a lot of pulling, okay, on a lot of fish. You're releasing them. It's okay.
Yep.
Right, Jimmy?
And especially with, as Pika described, that gap closing, you're catching the 12 to 13 and a half inch fish. They're actually, you fish an 8 and 10 pound test, they actually pull a little bit. It's not like the old days when the shorts we were catching were the 8 to 11 inchers that
right.
you just reel in. No, these are, you set the hook on 8 and 10 pound tests. They actually pull a little bit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you're releasing them.
And that's the whole point, to live another day and to fight another day.
Okay. Well, you know, yesterday the fish count shows that they released 273 calico bass and 12 sand bass. So outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, that's 273, you said?
Yep.
That's 273 fish that were caught, mm-hmm. okay? That was part of the fun of pulling and fishing, and that's the whole point. So, Donna, let's get back to the landing. And
I would add, Sergio, that the Fury, our overnight boat and all-day boat to Catalina, was out at Catalina on Monday, and they had a great day of calico bass, 2 to 5 pound average. The largest, Captain Chris doesn't even know this, was an 8.7 pound calico bass caught by Ed Booth, another regular down there. He released it, but it was pretty awesome.
8.7?
Yeah. Large fish. It was on Facebook.
Oh, wow. I missed that one.
You know something? This guy, if you ever get a chance to fish with him out of Dana Wharf and you want to know anything about the history, and he's good friends with Don Hansen, talk to this guy. He knows a lot of sport fishing history.
There we go. We'll definitely do that.
Not only that, this guy is an outstanding angler. Yeah, I mean, he's good. So I highly recommend getting a pad and a paper and a pencil and take some notes.
Okay. Listen, we got to take a break. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll be back with our number two in just a few minutes.